Good morning.
Morning.
When I was in the fifth grade, our family moved from Connecticut to Hollidaysburg, Pennsylvania, right outside of Altoona in central Pennsylvania. That fifth grade year was a big year for me. I entered a new school. I became confirmed in the Episcopal Church. I was a member of the safety patrol, and I made a lot of friends. For my 12th birthday, we had a traditional girls' birthday party. I received the usual gifts, a scrapbook, an autographed stuffed animal, and some records. My friend Kathy Gates gave me a small box, and in the box was a pendant with a small seed inside it. On the back of the pendant, it said, "If ye have faith as a mustard seed, nothing shall be impossible unto you." We left Hollidaysburg, Pennsylvania about 9 months later to come back to Connecticut, and I would never see or hear from Kathy Gates again. But I kept that pendant for a really long time. And now, 57 years later, I'm telling you the story about how she gave it to me and how much that phrase means to me. In our gospel reading this morning, we hear about the miracle of the feeding of the 5,000. This is the only miracle in the Bible that's repeated in all four gospels. So it must have been important. Now, in the Bible, there are miracles of natural phenomenon or healing. Either way, these miracles are miracles that violate natural laws but reveal God to the eye of the faithful. Now, Jesus performed some of his miracles to reveal his identity. Others he used to teach important truths. As with many miracles, this one starts out with the disciples questioning Jesus, and Jesus pushing them farther than they ever imagined. Feed 5,000 people with a few fish and some bread? Well, this one, Jesus showed his compassion for the people. And when we are suffering, we must remember that Jesus has compassion for us. Now, not only are there miracles told in the Bible, but there are miracles happening around us every day. I believe that faith is the secret sauce that allows us to see these miracles. Faith. That unseen element, unexplainable feeling that is the understanding that God is with us and that there is a higher power that controls and directs and nurtures each of us. If we have faith, Jesus can use our gifts, even though they may be only a few loaves of bread and some fish, for the greater good. So I wonder, what miracles have you experienced in your life? I'm sure we all could list many. Recently, in my job of raising money for Klingberg Family Centers, this past week, I saw a miracle. Klingberg is a behavioral health organization that treats children with trauma. As the pandemic began, it became clear to our social workers and clinicians that the need for food, which had been a real problem before the pandemic, was now a crisis. We had one mom of five kids recount to us that she had to go to three different places each week just to get barely enough food to feed her kids. Now, behavioral health issues can't be treated if someone is hungry or constantly worrying about where the next meal will come from. And so in May, our group began to plan and raise money for a food pantry that would feed our clients and their families. We submitted funding requests to hundreds of individuals and organizations. People were generous, but we weren't even close to the money we needed. And then it happened. A week ago, I received word from the Lugano Foundation that they would give us $39,000 to fund the first 6 months of the pantry. My first words were, "Thank God." And the second feeling was that this was a miracle. A national organization funding that funded people all over the country would fund us and our families in that significant way. Now here was Jesus just stretching our resources beyond what we could imagine, giving hope and encouragement and joy to our families and our staff. What typically are your reactions to having a miracle in your life? Well, last week, mine was thankfulness and delight and surprise and joy. Now, can our faith, this belief in God and belief in miracles, heal patients from the coronavirus? Well, no surprise that a new national scientific study is examining the power of prayer and fighting and patients fighting for their lives during the coronavirus. Kansas City Heart Rhythm Institute is testing 1,000 patients in intensive care for COVID. Half the patients receiving a, quote, universal prayer, and half not. This prayer is offered in variations of Christianity, Hinduism, Islam, Judaism, and Buddhism. Says Dr. Licata, head of the test, if we believe in the wonders of God and the universal good of any religion, then we've got to combine hands and join forces with each of these faiths for the single cause of saving humanity from this pandemic. There's always hope, right? He said that. We would call it faith. As Episcopalians, we experience miracles in our sacraments. Holy Communion, which sadly we're not able to now, but matrimony, confirmation, ordination, all these sacraments listed in the Book of Common Prayer. And yet there's, after this list, it's stated one final sentence, which says, God is not